responded to the message of the violin and piano? What was the message?
Draw me near.
Pardon?
Draw me near.
I am thine, O Lord. Draw me nearer. Have you subscribed? Have you openly confessed or privately confessed, I am thine, O Lord? Have you done it? Have you done it? Have you done it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. 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 I've felt his drawing throughout these days. In this time when he has seen fit to bring us together. And he's drawing us. Drawing us. But I can the Lord come any closer than he has? We say, draw me nearer. Can he come any closer? He has come to dwell within. Can he come any closer? It may be that we are expressing a desire for a greater awareness. Jesus, Jesus, you're with me. Jesus, you are present. You are always with me. There's one who's walking with me over life's uneven way. Constantly supporting me each moment of the day. How can I be lonely when such fellowship is mine with my blessed Lord, divine Lord, work it in me, a greater awareness, a consciousness that you are present. You are with me. You are within me. And that I am thine. Does that, is there that conviction that you belong to him? Dear Lord, grant it us, by your Spirit, let us sense inwardly that we're yours. Oh Lord, dear Lord, and so your presence with us has meant and continues to mean salvation. He's here to save. Do I need salvation? Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Death. Sin. 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 I'm sick with sin. Sin has had a hold. Sin has dominion. I'd like to do what's right, but I can't because of the motion of sin within me. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you have come with salvation and you are able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by thee, because you ever live. He's living with us and for us. Praise the Lord. Is it any wonder that we say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You were angry with me, Lord. You were angry because of my sin and my worldly evil conversation in this world. But now thou comfortest me. How does he comfort me? He shows me Calvary. He shows me Calvary. He shows me that there was one who was willing to die in my stead. a soul so unworthy to forgive, but he so willingly went all the way to the cross to secure my salvation, your salvation. Is it any wonder? Again, I say, and it says that in that Isaiah 12. In that day, we're going to say, praise the Lord. He's done something for us. He's answered for our sins. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. I am thine, O Lord. I'm yours. Bought, purchased. I'm not my own. And that's the conviction that the Lord wants to set into every one of us. Every one of us. He brought you here. You're not here by chance, for this one purpose, that he might possess me fully and possess you fully for himself. What kind of a camper have I been? The best achiever, or what is that?
You're the most improved.
Oh, I'm the most improved. I think so. I think so. I'm different.
Amen.
I'm different than when I came. You're different. You're different than when you came. But I advanced beyond you. I'm the one. I got the ribbon. Most improved camper. How does that happen? How does that happen? Well, I'll tell you how it happens. You have to yield yourself. Lord, I am thine. It's your prerogative to use me as you choose to use me. If you want me to stand up and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thanking him for the salvation that he's purchased for me, let me do it. Let me make that confession, a public confession. And I often said, Lord, help yourself to me and do the thing that pleases you. Are you committed? Are you committed? Lord, help yourself to me. I'm not worthy, Lord, of thee, but you have invited me to come and experience your salvation and to claim me, to take me. I love to hear his voice. And in the coming days, in this youth conference, the Lord is going to speak. He's going to speak, and he's going to cause our youth to listen. And listen. The Lord is going to do a tremendous work in these coming days. Are you open for it?
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Lord, help yourself to me and do the thing that pleases thee. That has been my attitude. I've had needs. I've had personal needs, but I purposed to lay them down. Lay them. Just give them to the Lord. Let him handle those needs of mine, and then concern myself with the needs of those who are with me. Have you felt that? Have you felt that I've got an interest in you? Have you felt that? Now, it's not of me. It's not of our natures. But if you yield yourself, you see, then the Lord has an opportunity to move in and do what he wills to do, to serve those with me. Praise the Lord. Well, maybe I ought to deliver myself further. If you would open your Bible to 2 Timothy 3:14. Everybody is opening their Bible to 2 Timothy 3:14. And someone will stand up and read so that we can all hear. Yeah, I couldn't stand it, Davis.
2 Timothy 3:14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it.
What? What did it say? Continue. That's the word. In those things that you have learned, I suspect that many things have gone over your head. The Lord wanted to teach you, but you weren't teachable because you didn't attend upon His Word. You didn't stretch out your ear to listen. Let me listen. Lord, speak. And not only let me, but make me listen. Now continue. You've learned something. You think you've learned something? Now continue in what you've learned. Build on that. See, and then you'll go on. And there's always more to learn. That's the wonderful thing about the Word of God. I thought I knew everything. And then I read again. And my, that thing stands out to me. I never noticed that before. How wonderful that is. Oh, Lord, thank you for showing me these things. Continue in the things that you have learned. I leave that with you. Now we cannot continue together. Does that bother you at all? I know you waitresses are grieving because there's no longer this opportunity afforded you as you had it here to serve the saints, serve the people of God who've come. And I gave you a verse. I gave you a verse. And it went over your head. What verse did I give you? Hebrews 10:6. Now, look that up now. Hebrews 10:6. You see, you were suspect and I caught you because you didn't listen.
Hebrews 6:10
is the verse. Somebody stand up, read it.
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do ministry.
Thank you. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which you have ministered unto the saints. Am I a saint? Are you a saint? Yes, we are. We're saints in the making. God is not unmindful. He's not unmindful. And it says there at the end, you're not finished yet. You continue that. You continue that. My wife encouraged you to do something when you get home again. At home. Get busy. That word occupy is a business term. This is your business. To serve the Lord with Gladys. I mean, yes. We can serve together with the two Gladyses we have here. Isn't it nice we got two of them? serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, Lord, it's because you have not, the Lord says to the people of Israel, you haven't served the Lord with gladness and joyfulness of heart. Therefore, I'm going to bring the diseases of Egypt upon you. You're going to suffer consequence for that. Because this one whom you served has provided an abundance of goodness and salvation. What a privilege to serve the Lord. And how do I do that? By serving one another. Our service is, you can't render it to Him directly. You render it through those who are with you. And you're serving Him. And in His name. So here again, continue. You've learned something. What's faith? Let's see how well we've done with that.
Trusting Jesus alone for salvation.
Yes, say it.
Trusting Jesus alone for salvation.
Trusting Jesus alone for salvation. That's faith. Trusting Jesus. That's all. Trusting Jesus. Have I learned to trust Him? Good. Hey, somebody got it. Oh, now I can sit down. I was thinking, how can I trouble you? How can I trouble you? I mean, with the intent of stirring you up. Stir you up. It's time, the Bible says, to wake up. Wake up. Be honest. Our salvation is now nearer than we first believed. Maranatha. Maranatha. Praise the Lord. Okay. I think that's... You know, I read from the 57th Psalm where it says, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to wake up. I'll wake up my tongue. I will awake early. And I'm going to glorify God. Glorify God. In all that I do. In all that I say. Now, I'd like to just add a little to what Philip said about Finney. This is what he said. He says, nothing is innocent. It's either for the glory of God or it's not. And so we have that bent. God has put it in us. We have a bent that in everything we do is for the glory of God. Even our requests to obtain answers from God, it's that God be glorified. Thank God for answering prayer and the answers that have come and are yet on the way. But they're coming. And so let's continue. Let's continue. All right? What can you say? Okay, Brother Gordon, we're going to continue. Okay?
Amen.
Okay? Are you going to enjoy the remainder of your stay at camp? Are you?
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
And you'll have no greater joy if you open up your heart to the Lord and say, Jesus, you're here, and you want to continue that work that you've begun to establish us, that we might stand firm. Stand firm. Our hearts are fixed. I'll not be moved. I'm established in His grace. Praise the Lord. Okay, I have to, yes. To love someone more dearly every day. To help a wandering child to find his way. high, but that's okay. Ponder o'er a noble thought and pray, and smile when evening falls, and smile when evening falls. This is my chance. And I've had a rough day today. You know, the kids left and I had to make those beds. Oh, I don't feel like smiling. Yes, smile. Because the Lord had His hand in everything you did. The Lord had His hand in. You please Him. Smile. Praise the Lord. Now maybe can we get it a little lower? To follow truth as blind men long for light. To do my best from dawn of day till night. To keep my heart fit for His holy sight. And answer when He calls. And answer when He calls. This crowns my task. Jesus is coming. Keep my heart fit for His holy sight. Jesus is coming.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I want to be ready. I believe we all want to be ready. And He's at work to prepare us. Prepare us. So, I, in a sense, I feel badly too. I've appreciated you. It's all right to say that. You know, I got the idea one time in our church. I gave a little bookmark and I put on it, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I gave it to everyone. I appreciate you. We're together in this. We love each other. We're interested in each other. In our furtherance in the gospel and in our place in the kingdom of God, some of you are going to be youth leaders. If the Lord wills, missionaries. Can I say pastors? God's going to do tremendous things in these last days. And let's be at His disposal. Here I am, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Help yourself to me. And do the thing that pleases Thee, and you'll get the ribbon. The one who has progressed, is it? Most advanced? Amen.
Let's take our hymn books and sing number 345. 345. I'd like to welcome those of you who have come. You see, we're leaving tomorrow, but you're just coming. So you forgive us. This is like somewhat of our farewell service. And for you, it's a welcome. So we're happy that you're here. God bless you. 345. Let's stand as we sing. life's pilgrim journey. I think it would be right if we prayed for the campers that left today.
Yes.
I know a number of them were sad to go. But each one of us has had a part in making their time here, I was going to say, a little bit of heaven on earth. To some of them, this is probably the greatest thing in the world, the greatest place in the world. And you all have a part in that. I meet people today, back in the city, people that were here when they were children, and I say, you remember Pilgrim Camp? And one fellow said to me, there's no other place like that. No other place like that. And so we're thankful that God has chosen to allow us to be co-laborers together with Him in His work here at Pilgrim Camp. What a privilege that is. But it doesn't end here, and that responsibility that we take is that we will continue to pray that God would keep these children that were here. And we're going to pray specifically for the ones that were here this session, but throughout this summer, many children, young people, have passed through this place and have been touched by God. And we want to pray that that work of God would continue in their lives. Now, do you have faith for that? Can we have faith that way? God is able. God is able. And so just let's lift all of our hearts. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Okay? All of us are going to pray. And we can even pray out loud. But let's pray that God would keep these children that went home on the bus today. Those who have gone back into situations that are ungodly. Oh, God, you are able to keep. So let's just lift our voices right now. Dear God, you come, my God. God, you know each boy. You know each girl, my God. You know the situation, but God, you're able, Lord. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep them, my God. Keep them, Lord Jesus, under your precious blood. Oh, God, you are able, Lord, for everyone, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you work in them. Work. Continue your work even tonight, my God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, someone lead us in prayer.